Friday edition. And then we do this thing live every single night of the week, seven nights per week. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the program, though people seem to really want to talk about the LAPD story. We got into detail, by the way, last night on the show about that. So if you want to go grab the archives up, you can do it at freetalklive.com. The last 7 days' worth of the show right there at the top of the page. And last night we got into, you know, to a level of detail where we examined many excerpts from the manifesto of Christopher Dorner, which is a really long manifesto. But most of it is, you know, it's completely coherent. I mean, the guy...
He's not crazy.
Right.
He's a man who, for whatever reason... Now, the guy was fired in, like, 2008, right?
2009, I think.
2009. So it's been 4 years. I don't quite understand why a guy would wait 4 years and then go off. I don't find any of his behavior acceptable. The caller, you know, previously thought we were somehow, you know, taking the guy's side or something like that. No. But I think that there's some endemic and systemic problems going on in the Los Angeles Police Department and, frankly, police departments all across the United States. I saw these kind of things when I was working with law enforcement. I saw this kind of stuff. And for somebody who went and joined the police department with the belief that he was going to change the world for the better, I can imagine that this is a really damaging experience. And when a person feels like no one listens, like there's no one that's going to be held to account, like injustice is the word of the day.
No way.
That person is likely to react in a violent fashion.
Right, and they took away from him what was the most important thing in his life. He points out in his manifesto he has no family. This was his life, being a cop, and they took that from him under false pretenses in order to protect bad cops like this Teresa Evans, who was the chupacabra, the woman who did an Indian burn to a 70-plus-year-old lady after she had arrested her for spraying her tenants with a garden hose over, you know, not paying the rent.
It ripped her skin.
Like
it caused bleeding.
Yeah, she did an Indian burn on, you know, your grandmother. Imagine your grandmother's skin.
Tissue paper type skin.
Right. So, you know, this lady was crazy. She kicked a suspect three times, twice in the chest, once in the face. And this guy reported her for that, and the cops upheld her.
This happens all the time. I mean, it's hard to do Free Talk Live for 10 years, read these stories of police officers that get, you know, ridden out of the department on a rail for reporting incidents like this, and then, you know, expect the listener to just understand what we're talking about. I get that. I understand why the caller, you know, is upset. This is probably the first time he's ever heard of things like this. But the fact is, this kind of thing goes on all the time, and what police officers know is that they take too strong of a stand against this kind of thing, that they're out on their ear.
Yep, let's go to the phones here. A lot of folks have some thoughts they want to share, and we're going to start actually by going to Skype. You can connect us to us on Skype via username lrn.fm, and Douglas has been waiting patiently there. Go ahead, Douglas.
Hey, guys. A really common argument against the Second Amendment for ignoring it or repealing it is that you can't fight the state with small arms that the Second Amendment is purported to protect. Dorner's case spells out clearly this is not true. He was engaged in two firefights with the police and came out on top both times, and he's evaded them since then. So if one guy can take on the entire LAPD like this and sway public opinion against the LAPD, at least, I don't think the argument that we can't fight the state with small arms, not that I'm advocating that or saying that's coming anytime soon or anything like that, but that argument doesn't hold water.
Was he in the firefights with small arms? I mean, was he, you know, using a pistol or something, or what?
He used a rifle. A rifle is considered small arms, like, okay. Not tanks and stuff like that.
It isn't a nuke. It isn't a...
Oh, I get it. I guess I don't know what a small arm is. When I think of small, I think pistol versus a rifle or something. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah. I mean, I get you. I understand where you're coming from, but I also don't agree with violence as a solution.
I don't think that, you know, I've never agreed with that particular statement. I don't think that guns make one free simply because people are unwilling to use them against the state. You can take a look at Iraq where everybody had an AK-47, and you can see that place, this was prior to Saddam being brought down. Under Saddam Hussein, he did not disarm the public.
That's
but
true.
He was still considered a dictator. You know, so I don't think that guns make one free, but I also don't think that the United States government could possibly stand against 300 million people all with a rifle.
They couldn't stand against 300 million people if people were willing to stand up for what they believe in. You don't have to have a gun.
You don't need a gun. You just need to say no.
Yep. Anything else, Douglas?
I would just say that I think the weapons would be, if not necessary, at least useful. If something were to become as totalitarian as, you know, the mid-20th century fascist regimes, things like that. I mean, you can argue that we can't beat them, but you can't argue that we can beat them better without weapons, I would say. That's all I got.
I would say that, turning to weaponry is really not the solution in any case whatsoever, as far as going up against the state is concerned. I think a weapon is very useful to defend yourself from a private criminal, but as long as the state has
several private criminals.
Right. As long as the state has legitimacy in people's eyes, you'll always look like a crazy person going up against them with violence. However, if you take the Gandhi approach, take a nonviolent, peaceful resistance approach, then that really turns the tables on them because they're not prepared for that. Look at the response out in L.A. They are totally prepared for this. Now, they're scared still, and they are unsuccessful at finding this guy, but they sure do have plenty of equipment and plenty of men and plenty of fatigues, and they're destroying other people's civil liberties in the process of looking for this this one guy. So they're all set, and they've got all kinds of training when it comes to responding to people with guns, but they don't know how to handle, Derek J., who refuses to do what he was told, and they have, they look really bad when they go up against peaceful people, because then it's really clear who the aggressors are. And I think it's important to keep that disparity or that difference and make sure that that's clear. But anyway, I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight, Douglas. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
By the way, Erica Chenoweth wrote a book, and it's called Why Civil Resistance Works, and she and Maria J. Steffen, professors, did studies throughout the 20th century, taking a look at civil resistance versus armed resistance, and saw that civil resistance during the 20th century tended to be about twice as effective as armed resistance for seeing governmental change, and that through the advances of technology through the 20th century, that armed resistance became less and less effective as time went by, and civil resistance became more and more effective through changes in communication and things like that. That's why you see the Twitter revolution.
Yeah, and also, you look at Martin Luther King and many of the people that were engaged.
He didn't have Twitter.
Right. But you look at many of the people back then that were engaged in protests, peaceful protests. They had some really creative stuff that they were doing. And because they weren't shooting back, it looked pretty bad when they were, aiming fire hoses at those folks.
I mean, letting dogs loose on them.
Right. It was really clear, at least to me, and probably to a lot of people, who the bad guys were. So it's important to remain peaceful. And, if you remain peaceful, there's always that chance you're going to continue on living to where you might be able to get to speak in the future, whether it's from a jail cell or elsewhere. You have that chance to enjoy whatever changes might end up coming out of the nonviolent, peaceful civil disobedience and such. 855-450-FREE.
Dorner likely isn't going to enjoy much anymore.
That's true. Let's go to Thomas. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Thomas.
Hey, how you guys doing? A long-time listener.
Welcome, sir.
Hungary represent. How you doing?
Go ahead with your thoughts. Great.
Yeah, I don't know if I can go back to immigration for a second, or guys.
Sure.
Yeah, all right. So I don't know if you're familiar, if you ever Googled this or read any articles about how the United States waged war on the agricultural monopoly of Mexico as far as corn production, and their whole economy was sort of orchestrated to be put under. And if you think about history, let's say just the last 3,000-4,000 years where there was a comfortable middle class, they always thrive on an oppressed slave class. Talk about Greece, even Egypt, and we created by our legal system, and that's why I think that this whole immigration will not go away. We created this legal slave.
I'm not sure where you're going with all this, but if you want to stand by, we can let you finish up your thoughts here in moments. 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-371-4047. 800-371-4047.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves here on Free Talk Live. That is the concept. You get to call in, talk about anything that you want, although the bulk of the calls have been about the L.A. manhunt that is going on, where a former police officer has threatened the department. Not everyone in the department, but a whole lot of people in the department are under threat.
I suspect he'll shoot anybody who is coming near him.
anybody that gets in his way between him and who he wants to go after will likely become an attempted victim. The police are scared, according to the police chief himself, and as a result, they're just randomly shooting people, shooting at people who they think might be the suspect. Shooting up a truck full, a couple of ladies delivering newspapers early on Thursday morning, just blasting away at it, apparently as it was driving away, because one of the ladies was shot in the back. And there's only one way you can get shot in the back, and that's if you're running away or leaving a situation. So they weren't like, it wasn't like the truck was barreling towards them or anything like that. Anyway, we've got more of your calls coming up here in moments.
We were just talking about bitcoins in the last hour, and I wanted to tell you real quickly how to get some bitcoins. There have been a lot of articles about bitcoins. A lot of people are interested in this new online peer-to-peer open source currency that allows one to be in complete control of their own money. But people don't know how to get them. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get bitcoins. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com. They're available in more than a million locations around the world, so you can make deposits in more than a million locations, including your computer at home. It takes you have to go through online ways and identify yourself there, and there's different ways to do it. Anyway, just go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account and where your account is, then you make the deposit. That's it. It's bitinstant.com.
Let's go back to the phones here. Thomas is on the line. We actually started the show talking about immigration, and he was making some kind of a point that I wasn't quite clear on, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out there, Thomas. You were talking about immigration, the Mexico being somehow, stomped economically by the U.S.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the whole the conspiracy theory part of it. That's not that show. Bottom line is that I don't think that there is really much of a difference between this two-party circus, whether it's the blue guys or the red guys. Neither of them really wants to prevent any of the illegal immigrants coming into this country. It's a very good topic for them to talk about, make us believe that they are slightly different. But I always say that if politicians were NASCAR drivers and they all wear a suit, then it would be a very funny story because they will all be Home Depot drivers or all be,
they'd all have to wear the little patches from the organizations that sponsor them.
I don't claim this joke my own. I know it's from Jesse Ventura, but, I think it's just another baloney show that they put on about immigration.
Maybe so, but, there are real lives being destroyed for real out there. There was
100%. Like I said, I'm an immigrant. I'm fresh off the boat, airplane, whatever you want to call it.
Right. They are raiding.
Do you call it a boat or do you call it an airplane?
They are raiding. Let's just be clear, though. I get what you're saying. You're saying that they don't really want to stop immigration, but at the same time, they are making a show of it by raiding businesses nationwide. They're separating families. They're taking parents away from children. They're deporting people. They're shooting people down at the border.
Besides that, their very system acknowledges that people are going to get through, and that's just a form of modern slavery. Being an illegal immigrant is justice. It's preferable to starvation, but you can't really quit your job very easily when you're an illegal immigrant.
Thomas, thanks for the call and thoughts.
All right.
Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Ed's in Delaware listening, I think, either to – what are you listening in, Wilmington, Ed?
Yes, I'm listening in Wilmington, Delaware.
WILM. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, earlier I heard one of you say that you did not have empathy for the police officers and also felt like the police officers were getting a taste of their own medicine.
I don't know. A taste of their own medicine?
That statement to me was very harsh and insensitive because when I hear something like that, here you got a dead police officer, and you got a captain of the police, LLPD, his daughter and future fiancé both being gunned down.
Yeah, I can empathize with those people, but because they aren't cops. But if he's going after bad cops who are corrupt and are hurting people, then it's hard for me to have really empathy for those folks because they're out there destroying people's lives, and now they're having their lives destroyed. It's just karma coming around.
I want to ask you a question. You mentioned you have empathy for the daughter and the fiancé, okay?
Right, because they're innocent victims.
Oh, they're innocent, okay. Now, yeah. I want to ask you a question. That police officer that was killed, do you know anything about him?
No, I don't know anything about
him.
Okay, do
you? So what I want to ask you, he's a police officer for 8-10 hours a day for 40 hours, 50 hours a week.
That means that 50 hours a week, he's you know, many of those hours ruining people's lives, because that's what cops do.
He's probably a husband, potentially, a brother, a son, a cousin, an uncle, and this lowlife takes his life, and you're saying that
you're condoning
that this guy, because he was called the N-word and heard some Jewish or Nazi songs, that he can have a manifesto and go around and kill as many police officers because you think that all of a sudden that they're invading, that they're hurting people.
Well, you know what a straw man is, right? A straw man is when you build the argument for somebody else and then you beat up the straw man. That's not what my friend said. But it sounds to me like you have a lot of belief in what's going on one side here, but you have nothing that you don't believe for a second what's going on the other. This other officer, let's not forget, you're calling him a lowlife, but, you know, the thing is he reported a beating. And he felt that the Los Angeles Police Department did not respond to that. Have you read his manifesto?
No, I have not.
Okay, so you're just...
I've not read his manifesto, but the situation is he had his hearing. Obviously, he went through the system, had his hearing, and was let go. So now he's let go. So do we just have a country that everybody that goes maybe through family court, civil court, and any time that they disagree with the decision, they go online, get a manifesto, and they go out and kill a judge or a police officer or somebody, a probation officer, anybody in authority because they didn't agree with them.
Do you feel like I advocated violence on this show tonight? Because I haven't.
Well,
I don't support violence.
You sound like you're so concerned about this police officer that killed three people.
Let me clarify for you, Ed, what I'm concerned with. I'm concerned with the things that this officer is alleging happened in the police department, because he's not the only one who's ever said stuff like this. If you were to look at his manifesto about the departmental racism, the violence of the police officers against people that they didn't need to be violent with, like this officer that he said kicked this guy three times, twice in the chest, once in the face, that he complained about, the corruption that is, you know, rises through the ranks that we've heard about from officers.
They don't have to address it, because there's guys like this caller out there that'll defend them without knowing anything.
Right, who've called this show, police officers who've called this show over the years to tell us very similar things. I don't support violence as a solution, but I can't say that I feel sorry for cops getting a taste of their own medicine. Thanks for the call, Ed. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years, but did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And speaking of SACL CAI, Mark, tell me about them.
Well, they bring us the phone lines here. You can call in and give us a call at 855-450-FREE, and that's because of SACL CAI. They bring the phone lines to you. They're a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you're vexed by the arduous task of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can take it off your hands. They'll do it in a fashion that respects both you and your customers. You can find them at freetalklive.com. It's the top banner on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
Don't forget, not only can you connect to us on the phone, but also we've got Skype. You can connect to us there with username lrn.fm. Just send us a request. We'll add you as a contact, and it'll be a cinch for you to get on Skype. Again, username lrn.fm. By the way, don't forget freetalklive.com. We have listening options. Plenty of them. There's live streams. Three different sizes, bandwidth sizes. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. So depending on what your bitrate is on your internet access, you'll be able to connect to one of those. And they are free at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about the over 100 radio stations that carry the show various times throughout the week. Plus, we're on XM Satellite Radio all 7 nights per week. In addition to that, you can also find us on satellite up on the KU band, free to air, Galaxy 1619. You can get details over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Look, just a real quick point to that last caller who was, you know, pointing out that I had said earlier that I can't really empathize with cops that are dying in L.A. At this point, one cop has allegedly been murdered by this guy, and it probably was him that did it from, you know, what I'd read. This ex-cop that is currently on the run.
It certainly looks like it.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's hard for me to empathize. I don't know who that cop was. I don't know what he did in his career. Maybe he's the one cop who's never given out a...
It seems strange that this guy that had such a big problem with the department would pick out this captain, the most blessed of captains, and kill him and his family off, right? That seems odd.
I don't know. I don't think the cop that he killed was related to the two people that he killed previous, but I'm not clear on that. But anyway, you know, it's true. I don't know about the cop that he allegedly killed, but I don't. You know, I doubt that he was the only cop on the force who had never written a speeding ticket, who had never arrested someone for possessing marijuana, who had never assisted, the federal government in arresting somebody for, you know, some other drug case or whatever. I mean, these cops are tasked with enforcing laws that hurt people, who've not hurt anyone else. And... yeah, they've got families. Yeah, they've got feelings.
Lots of people in prison have families. I think
sure.
That's a straw man of an argument. Who
right.
cares?
That's all true. And maybe they're really great dads. Maybe they're, you know, really great with their family. And that's great. Good for them. But as long as they're on the streets hurting people who've never hurt anybody else, and I don't care what the law says. I don't care if they're just saying, well, I'm just doing my job. If you're putting people who have never harmed another human being in a jail cell, you are the problem. And if you stand aside as other police officers are racist, are beating innocent, you know, are beating suspects, whether they're innocent or not, if they're not violent, the guy that that Christopher Dorner accused Teresa Evans, whose nickname is Chupacabra, he accused her of kicking a man who was being cuffed. Now, it's not made clear in his manifesto if his cuffs were already on or not, but he says she kicked him while he was on the ground because she kicked him in the face. And she didn't just, like, swing her leg up and kick him in the face while he was
not
standing
Chuck Norris.
Up. Right? So, you know, she kicked him on the ground, and he gave other examples of this cop, you know, doing terrible things to people, giving an old lady in her 70s an Indian burn and tearing her skin open on her arm. I mean, this was a lady who had...
Couldn't we call that a friction burn?
Whatever. So this was a lady who was alleged to have simply sprayed some of her tenants with a garden hose because she was angry about them not paying the rent on time. And, you know, this guy experienced a whole bunch of really nasty behavior on the part of the police. And I think that's a problem. I think it's a problem when the cops are passing around pictures of corpses and having a contest with one another to see who's got the most grotesque photo of the week. I think it's sick.
I know it happens.
I think it's sick when the cops are laughing about the fact that somebody's family member died because they know it means they're going to get a sweet amount of overtime on their next paycheck. These are the things that he alleges in his manifesto, and they're not unusual allegations. I wasn't shocked by any of the things I read in his manifesto, because we've heard similar allegations from other former police officers, many of whom have quit the force, because they're sick and tired of working next to psychopaths. So I have some concerns about that. And if you're a police officer who's one of the supposed good guys, but you stand aside as these other guys are doing the terrible things they're doing, and you say nothing...
You're not one of the good guys.
You're part of the problem. You may not be the worst part of the problem, but you're part of the problem, too. And Christopher Dorner says he's targeting all of those people. Now, I don't support violence as a solution.
But I can see why a person would be driven to it if they didn't feel that they were heard.
But I don't shed any tears if somebody who spent their career profiting off of the, you know, of terrifying other peaceful people, because how do you feel when you get pulled over? You feel a warm, cozy feeling in the middle of your heart when you get pulled over by the police? Or does your heart start to race? Is the blood pumping through your veins, even though you've done nothing wrong? Just having the blue and red lights behind you. How's that make you feel? Some people might say they're terrified by that. So if you've spent your life terrifying innocent people, terrifying people who've never harmed other folks, and then something horrible befalls you at the hands of one of your coworkers, you got what was coming to you. Let's keep going here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Anthony on the line in California, listening in Eureka, KGOE.
Hey, great topic. I haven't spoken to you neat Free Talk Live guys in a long time.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
We've been talking about the LAPD karma of sadistic ramparts and the code of silence. Let's consider the USA culture of violence on a broader scale, if you will. One, consider assault and battery on peaceful Occupy Wall Street protesters.
Sure.
Two, normalized rape in the military as an accepted occupational hazard.
One out of three women claimed that they were raped in the military.
NPR report.
Yep.
Wow. Three, more torture, Guantanamo Bay. Four, psychopathic domestic abuse, and five, church sodomy.
Let me add a point B to the military, to the military rape point.
Yeah.
Lots of military members become cops when they come back from the military.
Yes, yes, of course. Now, what I'd like to do is to give a diagnosis and causation of this USA heinous culture of violence. The Freudian diagnosis is clearly psychopathy and sociopathy, the absence of requisite human empathy. That's the exact diagnosis. Now, the causation or etiology, and this is my thesis, is the five torture religions, if you will, Catholicism, Protestantism, Islam, Judaism, and Hinduism, because of the doctrinal religious torture. If God can torture, then men can torture. If God can murder, then anti-women's choice individuals can murder. So, my thesis is that doctrinal religious torture is the causation of the USA culture of violence, and it's also the causation with the Connecticut shootings. So I'll stop there and listen to you.
I don't think so.
Your religious upbringing hurt you.
I'm not saying that that's true, but I just don't think it's the root of it. I think a lot of atheists spend a lot of time trying to root out organized religion, and I don't think that that's the key. You can take a look at the Soviet Union, which was a stated godless organization, and many communist governments around the world, they did these kind of things too.
Interesting points on both of your sides. I thank you for the call, Anthony. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll try to sneak your call in here in the remaining moments, which are imminent on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Moments remain, but enough time to sneak your thoughts in if you're already on hold. If you're not, then you should call us tomorrow night. Because
we're 7 to 10 Eastern time, 7 days a week.
That's right.
I think we're the only radio program that'll do that for you.
Between 7 and 10, yes, but the Coast to Coast guys are there every night.
Oh, that's right.
Gotta give them credit.
Do produce a program every night.
As far as other live shows in the industry that are syndicated on a 7-night-a-week basis that are live, I don't think there's anybody else. So we are here for you, and Mark will be here tomorrow night with Stephanie and Brian, and you'll be doing the Sunday edition of the show. So if you don't get in tonight, that's okay. We can always take you tomorrow. And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all kinds of features, all totally free. We've got a lot of stuff there, so do enjoy all that. And don't forget, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And this is a great way to not only get the stuff that you're looking for in life, because it's Amazon. There are links to Amazon there. Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for. Get a great Amazon deal. The same great deals you're used to. The same free Super Saver shipping. Same huge selection. You're only entering through our affiliate link by going to shop.freetalklive.com. That's what's different about it. You're entering through our link. That way Amazon knows to send us a cut of the sale. Otherwise, Amazon, if you just go through regular Amazon.com, then Amazon keeps all the profits. If you go through shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a cut. It's that simple. And one of the myriad of items that is available through Amazon is Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. We talk about it a lot here on this show because I'm the executive producer of the movie, and I really am proud of it. I think it's a great movie, and you know, it's cheap. It's $8.99 pre-order price. DVD, the director's cut, chock full of bonuses. There's two commentary tracks on there. You get one with just Derek J taking you through the whole film all by himself, and then there's another one with Derek J, myself, and Bo Davis, the super editor of the movie, the guy who's really responsible for making it as great of a film as it ended up being, I think. And so you get all that and something like 7 hours of bonus content, activist videos that never made it into the movie, the full-length versions of the stuff that you did see clips of in the movie. You get all of that content packed onto this disc, plus a Q&A session with Derek J and the rest of the movie crew from the movie premiere. And you can go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. That'll take you right to the requisite Amazon page. And thank you to everybody who's written a review thus far of the movie there. That's great. We've got 7 of them up on the page now. And the more reviews that we can have on Amazon, the better thus far. The reviews have been very positive. People are really enjoying the movie. So, again, thanks for that. Order.victimlesscrimespree.com. Right back into your phone calls. We go to Bill. He's in Jackson, Mississippi, listening to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys. Well, you're right. I think you're about the only ones that have a 7-day-a-week live. That's great.
Very good, sir.
What I call about this Los Angeles case reminds me so much of a famous case in San Antonio back sometime, I think it's in the early 80s, involving an Officer Smith. And there was a killing, and I don't remember all the details, but it was involving internal corruption and the attempt to expose the corruption and stop what was happening. And a friend of mine who was an employee at one of my stations at one time told me, and he was a former cop himself, he told me that that particular case was only known because it was a killing. And he says that just hundreds and hundreds of incidents occur every year all across the country in large police departments where in some of those instances it comes down to almost a standoff, like almost a shootout. And he says, you know, you never hear about them unless there is an actual killing.
Mm.
And he says, so many other times there's a conflict and someone just gets fired and that's about it. And of course, look at Katrina and what we know about that. And of course, in that case, the cops were killing innocents up on the bridge and so forth, and there was a prosecution on that one.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just a matter of what will happen after this. One way or another, everyone is now aware of the things that have been going on in the Los Angeles, and of course, looking back at the Rodney King case, question is, will they clean it up or not?
No, of course not. And there's no way they're going to clean it up. I mean, this one guy terrorizing the police is not going to change their behavior.
I think it's very hard for any organization to kind of change its cultural conversation and, you know, whatever's going on inside that organization. It is just very difficult.
Especially an organization insulated from any sort of real effects from the marketplace. I mean, these guys, there's nothing, there's no market signals that they're going to respond to. As many people can be absolutely outraged by the behavior of the LAPD, and they certainly...
But they're still going to pay their property taxes.
Right. Right, and there have been plenty of incidents. You know, you mentioned Rodney King. Actually, in the manifesto, in Mr. Dorner's manifesto, he points out that one of the guys involved in the Rodney King beating is now a captain in the department.
Right.
So the more things change, the more they stay the same. Bill, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, that pretty much wraps it up.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Also, don't forget, you can connect to us on Skype, username lrn.fm. We've got Lenny on the line listening in Battle Creek. Hey, Lenny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening. Hey, I you know, people are dying over this, and I'm not trying to make light of it at all. What really concerns me, you know, in the stepping back is that right off the bat, this is the words that this guy has to say to state his case are called a manifesto. You know, there's a communist manifesto. The Unabomber had a manifesto. You know, you're either a anti-American, anti-capitalism, or else you're a nut job when you've got a manifesto. And except for you guys, and probably somewhere in the blogosphere, you know, nobody even is ever going to listen. We're never going to know the truth of what's really going on, you know, with the police state in this country. And that's very sad. And the fact that the guy is, it was, let me just say this, that the guy was, you know, so, that this former straight arrow of a man is so driven, you know, that now he's killing people, apparently, you know, to prove his case or to bring to whatever motivates him, I don't know. But that is happening is going to obscure the facts of his concerns.
Yeah, like I said before, I don't support the violence as a solution, but you've got to admit, I mean, had he just called a press conference or, got a billboard like the guy who called earlier suggested.
By the way, a billboard costs like $5,000. You know, depends on where you are, but that's going to be a lot of jack.
Had he just tried to go through the usual channels, nobody would have paid attention to what he had to say. I mean, I'm sorry that it took this for people
to notice. And it's likely a billboard company wouldn't take a billboard that was too inflammatory
against the
police
LAPD.
Because they would be, you know,
they'd have to
deal with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you Free Talk Live has lost radio stations over some of its stands. I mean, I can imagine some company that that doesn't do it for the principal is certainly not going to do it.
I believe that.
Lenny, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's good enough for now. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Thank you for listening to WBCK there in Battle Creek on the FM band. 855-450-FREE. Jeremy is in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, there was a couple callers ago that said, hey, if everyone went out and wrote a manifesto and killed, why don't these people go to civil court? And that's why we have a system for that. Yeah, and he would have tried to go to court, and the judge would have known someone, or the prosecutor would have known someone, when you have corruption, that's systemic. I mean, this guy probably felt so trapped, and you talk about that one captain on the Rodney King, or that one captain who was involved, or became a captain who was involved in Rodney King, like the corruption gets that bad. Like, let this be a warning sign to police departments and stuff. Like, you know, this is what happens when you protect each other and the corruption runs so bad. Like, you know, let this be a teachable moment to police, because, you know, it sucks that the guy's daughter or a wife died. Those are innocent people that, you know, died.
It sucks
really
that dude killed
that
them. Yeah.
And but the I was reading 4chan's politically incorrect board, and they're saying he looks like LL Cool J, and they're photoshopping the Batman villain mask on his face, and they're saying that if you rearrange the letters in his name, it spells droner, and they said that people are predicting that he will be the first drone casualty, and he'll set a precedent for drones being used to kill Americans, and they'll. People are saying that they'll probably kill him with a drone.
It's quite a wild prediction, but I have heard that they are using drones to try to find him out there. Thank you for your call and the thoughts, Jeremy. I do appreciate hearing from you, and we'll see what happens. It's been almost a week now since he allegedly killed the first two victims. That was on a Sunday. It was this past Sunday. So he's been out there that whole time.
It's amazing. Usually they're not on the run that long.
And they've got every cop pretty much looking for him. I mean, there's a huge effort that is going into finding this guy, and they can't find him. So the question is when or if he will pop up again. I guess we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving.
And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.